If they're not on, if they're not on the pod, then
yeah.
You
if you're
be
not
quiet
on the pod, just
there.
Stop. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be very quiet. I can hear you. I have headphones on. It's coming through the microphones. Please be quiet.
Same here.
Jesus Christ. What's up, boys? It's your boy, Larry D. Back at it again with another episode of A Regular Discharge. It's your boy, Ezra J. Pew, pew, pew.
What's up?
Well, Cheech Chong.
He's not in a good mood at all. What's going on, buddy?
Just a fucking whiskey hit me right now.
Oh, where's your whiskey at?
Feeling it.
Is it gone?
I'm still feeling it.
You got no whiskey?
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Anyway, guess who's back? Cowboy's back again with us.
Of course I am.
I'm Stop breathing there. Into the mic, please.
Cowboy, 3 weeks in a row. Let's go.
3 weeks? No, two.
That's two. Come on, you give me more credit than
I think
I
it's three.
This two.
No. Team AOV is before him. Come on, buddy.
He came twice.
Oh,
no, he came three times already.
In one day?
3 weekends.
One day he came twice?
He came in 3 weekends.
3 weekends,
I think.
3 weekend warrior.
This is I've been on two. No. You're wrong, Ezra. You give me more credit than I deserve.
So,
Ezra, you're talking about starting your own company.
Ezra's gonna fall asleep.
Yeah.
Did you just do heroin outside? What the fuck were you doing out there? Why are you falling asleep?
I don't know. I just smoked some weed, and now I'm fucking fucked.
This guy was like, no, we're going to wait to do the podcast.
And the whiskey just hit. Oh, man. I'm
so you thought
it,
that,
I'm
know,
feeling
the,
it,
the whiskey hit, no. And you thought maybe I'm going to smoke some weed to wake me up.
See if it feels better. But, yeah, I'm going to start spraying houses, like the outside walls.
Go down a little bit. You don't
like, I'm going to spray the outside walls and, like, kitchens and restrooms. Remodeling almost. No, not remodeling. Just refinishing, I guess. Refinishing.
Are we going to do demolition?
I know how to do it, but no. Don't want to.
So, how's this working? Like, how much are we going to get paid when we start with you?
Yeah, you probably won't get paid at all for first
first
half
year.
Half a year.
Half a year? Probably. No pay.
No.
Just work. How much do I have to work?
I have to work for free for 6 months.
As much
months.
As you want
to
work.
How much do I make?
As much as you want to help me work, then that's
how much.
Then yeah.
How much do I make after 6 months?
Yeah. What is our payback at the 7th month?
Yeah.
Mark?
7 month payback.
Are you making
like
15 grand?
20 grand? 30 grand? 40? 40 hopefully.
No.
There's no payback.
What do we?
So it's 6 months of free labor,
and then seven months.
And then
well, it's not even 6 months. It's just whatever you want to contribute.
I want to contribute half a day.
Yeah, like, I'm going to show you how to do it and then leave. Because I don't think you know the first thing about painting.
Yep,
well,
I do.
I've never heard you say that you're a painter. You've always been like...
Because I don't brag about it.
And making cabinets and furniture is nothing like... Yeah, I paint the furniture I make on some of the orders, but I would not say I'm a painter.
So do you have a number that I can call for a reference if I was trying to hire you to paint for me? Like someone that knows that's seen you paint and you know how to paint?
Nope.
You ever paint the outside of a house? Like you said you want to do exterior houses.
Have no references.
So what's the first step when you go to a house to do the exterior paint? First step ever.
First step ever?
First step, right when you walk in.
You fucking talk to the guy?
Okay, after that. After you already set up all the talking points and everything, you're going to go to work. First day work. First thing you do.
You fucking go to the store and get material?
After that, then.
Okay, when you're ready to start the job. When
you
have
all
the
material,
your material,
you talk
to
the guy. The first thing you do.
First thing you do is
exterior paint.
You can fuck off. How about that?
So you don't know how to do the business you want to start.
Yep.
Why don't you just admit it?
So you need me. I'll do it.
You said
no, I don't need you. It's just going to be me and Cowboy.
Cowboy ain't going to do it.
Oh, no, it's going to be me and Bubba. I'm sorry, but Cowboy
Bubba
got fired.
Bubba don't want to paint exterior
Cowboy
houses?
Got fired.
I got fired on a job I was not getting paid to do. I'm okay with that. You don't got to ask me twice.
Cowboy got fired.
I ain't showing up unless I get paid.
Yeah, so Ezra, sounds like your idea is not going to go good.
No, it will.
Well, if you ain't going to pay employees, you can't expect anybody to ever work for
you. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to work for you in general. So
you're going to be doing it by yourself.
Yep. I will.
That's fine. You can do it by yourself. But
I'll blow up.
Just to let you know, you need, like, do what? Literally, what's the first step you think you need to do when you do an exterior house?
Do you even know what the, you know, placing a good bid is on an exterior job on a house?
How much would you paint the outside of this studio for?
Everything?
The outside. One color outside.
One color outside? I'd probably charge...
That means you got to mask the roof and everything.
I'd probably charge about $25,000.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere in life. Ain't nobody going to pay that.
Are you?
It's like $2,000. $3,000.
Are you?
Lowball.
Lowball? Lowball. No one's going to pay $25,000 for you to paint this little ass fucking studio.
Fine. It's fine.
Ezra?
I'll get the custies.
Dude, if you get paid $25,000 to paint this size of a house, I'll help you. Nope. Give me $4,000.
I don't want you. This is me and Bubba.
Bubba says he doesn't want to help
I'm
you.
I'm waiting for Bubba to get off the fucking Twitch stream.
He'll be waiting for
years.
Yeah,
Bubba's twitching over there right now.
He'll be twitching for years.
Yeah, he will be after I'm done with him. Come whoop his ass.
Me and Bubba are going to do it.
After he doesn't pay me for like the 7th, 8th month, I'm going to start tripping.
Yeah.
Stop jerking off your fucking beer, dude.
You see, the thing is you started off with, you ain't going to make any money the first year.
Of course not.
He's starting the business.
Yeah. The business, the guy who's starting the business
and
doesn't
make
money.
And we're not going to make any money in the first year.
How so you guys probably wouldn't even help, so just be by myself.
But we don't get
which
benefits.
Which is fine.
But we don't get benefits after
which
the year.
Which is fine, though. I expect that.
Do we get benefits after the year?
Don't expect you guys to help.
Are you gonna pay
you
for
want
health care? Dental?
You want me?
I need some teeth fixed. I got a toothache.
Let's get
fuck
this.
Your toothache.
Hey, let's get this straight. So you want me to help you for free?
No,
I
don't want you to help
nothing.
Me.
Dude, what do you?
I'm just going to do my own shit. If you want to help, you want
to
help.
Or me and Larry just there to drink beer.
If you want to.
All right. Then Larry, are you down to do
you
that?
Want me to micromanage you? I could do that.
Nope.
No, Larry.
I can show you how to do everything you want to do.
I don't want you to micromanage anybody because I find micromanaging very annoying.
Annoying as shit.
Like,
Larry would love to do that too.
Okay.
Don't micromanage me.
I feel like Larry would love to do that too.
That's what I do at my work.
Like a little Mitch.
I'm a foreman.
You're
foreman
a
dogs.
Micro. I was a foreman, and I not micromanage people. I yelled at people.
That's micromanaging.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's telling them they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's micromanaging, I think.
No. I will fucking slap the fuck at both of you guys.
Ezra thinks that until he gets fired and doesn't have a job.
It's fine.
I see you on your phone
one
time.
Start my own shit.
What? No, you'll start your own shit. Then me and Larry will take the company from you.
I'll slap the fuck out of you.
And then you'll have to start your own shit again.
Or I'll give you a fucking dead leg for you can't even fucking walk.
Ezra can start his job at 7, but he starts at 9 because he's lazy.
I can start anytime I want.
And he starts at 9.
How about that?
Takes him an hour to roll a joint, so.
Yep.
God damn it. This guy looking like fucking... Fat Albert over here.
No, not Fat Albert. He looks like Cheech.
I can do what I want.
Or Chong. You know Chong. He looks like Chong. Cheech and Chong.
I look like me. How about that? M-E.
M-E.
M-E. M-E-E is me.
E-M. M-N-M.
Fuck you. I ain't paying you for shit.
That's an awful hot coffee
If you
want
to help me do my shit, help me. If not, then fuck off.
Help? Okay, so it's helping. We're not working for you then.
No.
Because I'll help you.
Why don't you just be like, hey, I'm going to have a job come up. Can you give me a hand?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even ask you guys.
And then you buy the beer for us, and
nope,
we'll do it.
Not buying beer at all.
Can you buy the cigarettes?
Nope.
You can't. You want us to go and spend our money to help you?
No.
You don't want no help?
I don't want any help.
You're going to do everything by yourself?
Yes.
That you don't know how to do?
I know how to do it.
You don't know how to do it? What's the first step?
You have to have
You don't even know how to paint. Do you know how to set up a spray rig?
Yep.
Because I don't know.
What's the first step of turning on a spray rig?
It's not the on switch, probably.
Yeah. Look, Cowboy's not even a painter and he knows. And then there's three different levers on an airless.
There's levers?
Yes.
Okay, you see? We're fucked, Ezra.
Larry doesn't know shit.
And
he's
then
a fucking,
and then,
he's just making shit up, dude.
Larry's a
painter.
Don't
fucking listen to him.
And do you even know the pressure to run?
You don't know either.
He's a painter.
No,
it's
he's
like,
not.
It's like telling me, hey, you know, I'm gonna start farming almonds and grapes.
No, you don't know shit.
I did that shit for 10 years.
Yeah, but you don't know it.
You guys don't know shit either. Both of you don't know fucking shit.
Yeah, we don't know
Ezra,
nothing.
Ezra, you don't know shit.
Lick my fucking hair.
No, Ezra's the master of all trades.
I know. He knows how to farm fuck almonds you. And grapes and paint. And
Ezra will produce and edit this episode, and we will know if he's if he's good at all trades.
He's just going to cut us all out. It's going to be him.
No, he's just not going to get posted.
Fuck no.
I don't know how to edit.
He'll be here all day tomorrow. I'll show him how to do it. Say something bad right now so he has to cut it out. Don't do it, actually, because I'm going to have to do it because I know he won't.
I was going to say it.
I
do have something funny to say.
Yeah, do you have
earlier when I was doing working and doing DoorDash.
Yes. Today?
Tonight. Yeah. There was somebody that like put their name on the order.
As?
The closest thing you can have to...
Say it. Okay.
That you can get. It was Knicker.
What?
It was the name that I had to pick up for was Nick Kerr, and it was one word.
No, they did that shit on purpose.
That's what I mean. I'm like, I just showed the guy the fucking thing. I'm like, I'm not doing this shit.
I'm not saying this.
I'm not doing this shit today.
With the guy
I'm
black?
No fucking joke. No.
So it's N-I-C-K-H-E-R? Or
yeah.
It has E-R.
They just put a K in it. Nick Kerr.
That's not that one. That's not the dude's name.
You're saying it wrong.
No, it
dude.
Was not the name. It was not. You could put anything.
Yeah, you could put anything there. Right,
it's not the dude's name, but it was a Mexican dude that I dropped off to.
Dude, was he laughing?
No, he didn't say shit.
He was probably like, "This guy's racist."
I'm like,
racist ass. Motherfucker.
Hey, that's pretty funny though. Because
no, the guy I dropped off to when I went into because it was a little Caesar's order. I went in there and I just was like, I got DoorDash. I just showed it to him. I'm like, I'm not going to do this shit.
Is there a DoorDash for Nick Kerr?
The guy that was at working at Little Caesar. Was the little, no, he was black. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm,
no.
I'm not doing this shit. I'm like, no, here. I'm
what'd he say?
He just looked at it and said, Nick. All right. I'm not going to say this shit.
He should have said too, Nick Kerr.
It's too close, but he's going to think.
Yeah,
look at me, yeah. Ezra. Is he going to think I said Nick Kerr?
Or Nick
what do you think Kerr. He's going to think I said?
Nick Kerr.
He ain't going to think that.
That's an episode name. Nick Kerr.
Nick Kerr.
They should name an Asian kid that, huh?
They do have Asian names like that.
There's definitely one. There's definitely an Asian kid named Nick Kerr.
No, there's a, in a, I think it's Japan, the word for like something is nigga. Nigga. That's something.
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's in probably.
And you think this guy's a painter?
Ethiopia.
You just hear the stupidest shit you just heard right, said right now?
That has nothing to do with painting.
Oh, my God. It
had nothing
dude.
To do with painting.
But still.
Why are you mad, bro?
He just made some dumbass shit up right now.
I got no,
I didn't.
Hey, I can't wait. I've been waiting all goddamn night. I have a story to tell.
Okay, go ahead. Here we all go.
Right? No, it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. This is a long time. You yeah. remember and, this, and, huh?
About yeah, who?
I actually was.
Hold on. About who?
Nothing. It's not about anybody.
Okay.
It was when I drove my F-350. I drove my F-350 here.
Fixed on a daily repair.
And I got drunk as fuck.
What did they say? Was
and
it called?
I was
fixed,
leaving
fixed
like
every other day or some shit.
Shut up, buddy. I'm telling a story.
Found on road dead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I drove my F-350 here.
Cowboy loves those.
Drunk as shit. And
where's that
I was leaving.
Where's that F-350 right now?
Parked.
Broken.
No, it's not broken. It yes, just gets it 9 miles a gallon. Have you seen the gas prices?
It needs
prices?
A master cylinder, and it needs brakes.
It needs a new
and
turbo.
You need calipers, and you need drums. It's
oh,
probably
no.
drums.
It doesn't need drums. The only thing that's not been
you need
replaced.
A master cylinder.
I'm not going to get onto what's wrong with the truck.
No, we are.
We don't got enough time for that.
No, but I yeah. No, exactly. It's got a lot of issues.
Fix, yeah, I know it's a fucking
what
Ford.
What is it, fix every other day?
That's
or
why
like
I drive
that?
Dodge, though, because I don't drive a Ford. But we're not going to get there. So I was leaving. And I backed up into Reba's car.
Oh, that's good.
Like I just put in reverse and I
little
and
tap,
and went,
fat ass tap.
I was like
on.
Going fire.
Oh, you hit hard. You hit hard.
Oh, fuck. I had that big ass hitch hanging down.
Oh
like,
no!
Fucked it up.
Looked in the mirror like, oh shit,
take off.
And so I put it in driving forward.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, she does that shit to people all the time. So yeah. That's karma.
Well, she probably didn't even know
bumper cars.
Obviously, because it's 2 years ago, never got brought up. I was like waiting for it to be like somebody backed up into my car last week, and it never got.
That's why
up.
Kelvin was gone for like a year.
Yeah, Kelvin hasn't showed up since then.
He didn't want to pay for a bumper.
Probably put a hole in it. I had
that
to.
Fucking
1970s.
1970s Ford put a hole fucking smashing in.
Yeah, at my last house, he dragged a fucking trash can all the way down to the end.
That was not at your house.
That was mine and Junior's house.
Yeah, it was the Junior's house.
That's my house.
That was on Christmas Eve.
I lived there with him.
It was on Christmas Eve, and I had my diesel, and I was fucked up, and I drugged.
And I told you to stay. I told you to stay.
But I had to be home.
And then you drugged my neighbor's trash can all the way down to the end. They're like,
I
didn't hey.
Know that. I didn't even know it was down there, dude. I didn't even know until Jacob, like, fucking called me the next day and said, fucking Junior's pissed at you. And I said, what the fuck did I do? He's like, you drug his neighbor's trash can out the fucking neighborhood.
Wish
like,
I was. I wish I was there that night.
I didn't even know I did that shit. I was so fucked up. I drove by the police station 3 times that night.
Wow, really?
The one on Chestnut?
Why?
In Clovis.
Why?
The Clovis one?
I got lost.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
I was fucked up.
I wish I was there that night. I didn't get invited.
I was fucked.
What the fuck was I at?
I don't know. You weren't there.
Ezra was working at Applebee's, I think.
They weren't fucking with me then.
I don't
they
know.
They were fucking with me way back then, at. But how am I now?
Back then, they didn't want me. Now they all on me. Back then, they didn't want me.
Hey, Ezra wants to get buff as shit and sing that.
Yeah. I didn't start hanging out with Ezra until we went bowling.
I never got invited when you guys were fucking turning up with Junior and then fucking faggots.
You wouldn't have been able to hang.
Yeah,
bitch ass.
You wouldn't be able to hang with us over there.
No, you can keep that in.
Nope, I'm not going to.
Half senders.
You are a half sender. You don't even ride dirt bikes, bro. Are we going to go ride next weekend or what? Because I'm going to go grab my tube and everything tomorrow.
He can't afford the gas.
Who?
Him. It's race gas.
He can afford it.
It's $100 a gallon.
I know Don has some for you. Or have Don switch it over if it's that easy.
I don't know, dude. But,
Stop breathing in the fucking
I
mic.
I told you it wasn't me. It's him.
So what?
When you're done talking.
You're going to love it. Or
go to your fucking
not.
Right. Move it. Move it over like this. What am I going to love? What are we talking about?
Are we going to name this podcast Attacking Ezra?
Well, he was out there talking shit the whole time.
He was.
In the green room.
Yeah, I was. And I still will.
You motherfucker were talking shit in the green room. I said, let's go hop on a mic real quick. Fucking bald head motherfucker. Motherfucker looking like a Mexican potato head.
This motherfucker looks like Trevor from GTA 5.
Man, you look like that. You look like Peanut for fucking Proud Family.
You look like the guy, the robber from Home Alone 2.
Dude, you look like Edgar.
fucking Sticky Bandit.
You look like Ed from Ed, Eddie, the tall one.
So, and you look like the other motherfucker with the beanie on.
The smart one that makes all the plans. Thanks.
But you still a dumb fuck.
You jerk nugget. You look like a Powerpuff Girl.
You fucking white cricket.
You're a fucking moon cricket.
You guys are both going bald, so I don't want to hear it.
So you can't see that.
I got more fucking pubic hair than him.
But you don't. Show him right now.
I'd rather go bald down there than up top.
My penis bigger than his too.
That's true.
I don't know because your measurements are completely fucked, dude.
My peen's bigger than Cowboys, too.
You have no idea how to look at something measure it.
This guy said a thing that was 1 foot. He said it was 2 inches. So.
My peen is bigger than Cowboys, too.
Then he was like, that's like 10 inches of snow, and it's fucking 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Then it was 5 feet, and he was like, yeah, that's about like 2.5, 3 feet.
Yeah. But you have your measurements.
6 or 9.
And you want to start your own business of doing these kind of things.
Yeah, he's going to bid the jobs.
You can't measure shit, Ezra.
Dude.
You can't.
This right here?
How big is that?
5 inches. You're my wiener is bigger than this. Ezra, and it's bigger than yours,
that's
too.
That's like 3 inches, dude.
That's about 4 or 5.
That's like 5 inches, dude. I know. My wiener's that big. So try to come test me.
Is it the same thickness?
5 inch.
Test me.
Is it
Cowboys wiener's not even bigger than that.
It's about that size.
Look, no, the size of your wiener. Look, the size of your wiener is from the base of your palm to the tip of your middle finger. That's how big your penis is.
You wish. You fucking wish.
Oh, mine's my pinky. But usually, I'm saying for regular people. What are you laughing for, you piece of shit?
You fucking wish it was.
Piece of shit. Don't tell them.
I got a decent sized dick. I'm not gonna lie.
How big is it, cowboy?
Like, it's big, dude.
It's about that size. I'm not gonna lie. You can ask my.
Girl. It's about that. It's about the size of the grip.
No,
that big right there.
The whole damn thing.
No, this not. Whole thing.
You yeah. wish it was.
Bro, you're not black. Shut the fuck up.
I got a bigger.
Pull it out.
I'm not gonna.
Get hard and show us.
I gotta pee right now, and if I pull it out, it's gonna pee all over the place.
It's gonna pee all over the place. I also have to pee.
If your wiener's not bigger than a 12-ounce can, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Jesus Christ. The thickness?
What are you putting this in anyway?
The height, dude.
The height?
Oh, you mean length. Yeah, your dick should be bigger than that.
No, yeah. It is, but I'm just saying.
That should be longer than that, I hope.
Yeah.
It's like here.
Right above?
Oh, he's got a Michelob bottle.
Damn, son. You got about 7 inches?
A little bit, about quarter inch bigger than that, too.
Damn, son. Where do you find that?
Damn, son. I don't know.
Your daddy gave it to you? I took after my mom, so.
So you have a vagina?
Yeah.
Almost.
It's nice, though. It's
like
clean.
It's like a big clit.
It's in a large clit. 2 inches.
It's a huge clit. You got a little
2 inches? Somebody laugh?
He just rubs it to get off. That's what he does.
Larry has this little fucking hand grip.
Kung Fu grip. All right, Ezra.
Let's get down to the business now.
Let's get down to business.
What do we got? We got on here, other than nonsense.
Other than nonsense, Ezra, you got something for us? I'm trying to read what's going on.
What's worse than being left on delivered?
Being left on red.
Being left on red is worse?
Yeah. That means they open it and they're like, yeah, I'm not answering that.
Yeah, that's an easy question. That means they looked at it, but they're not going to respond. I do it to people all the time.
Our current fucked up again.
Damn, who did it? Who did it?
Okay, I thought something was worse than that.
No.
Nope, I figured that out pretty quick.
Well, Larry knows how to feel. I do it to him all the time.
Yeah, he does.
I do it to everybody, though. I don't text. You got to call me.
And you don't even answer those, huh?
Ezra, you're already cheating yourself. Cheating yourself every time you turn down sex. Just because you want to be a virgin doesn't make it funny. Stop being a virgin.
Stop it.
Start fucking.
It's funny, though.
No, it's not. It's sad.
Not anymore.
You're a grown man. You're about to be 30 years old.
So?
It's not funny. It's sad. Next thing.
Yeah, bitch, fuck you.
There's a whole bunch of swastikas and lightning bolts. What's the most illegal thing you did?
Oh, we're not going to talk about that. I don't want to go to jail.
If it's over 10 years, you're good.
No, it's not.
You just did it?
Well, we're not going to go there.
Let's go there.
We're not going to go there.
No, let's go there.
No, not.
No, we're going.
No.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
No, we're going to do it.
Not doing it.
All right.
Okay, I got one. How much would you ever charge to fart in somebody's fucking mouth if they ask you?
Free.
You'd do it for free?
I'd do it for free.
You're a dumbass.
I'd fart in someone's mouth for free.
You know how much people would pay to have you fart, to have somebody fart in their
mouth? But you said how much would you charge someone? I would do it for free.
I wouldn't. Like $500.
Dude, if you told me to fart in your mouth right now, I would do it.
I got some good farts.
Can I fart in your mouth right now?
That's fucking nasty. How much?
Shut up, Ezra.
How much for someone to sneeze in your mouth?
Sneeze in my mouth? Who is it? Who? Is it a chick? Is it a dude?
They're sneezing in my mouth. Am I sneezing in
their
mouth?
No, they're sneezing in your mouth.
Oh, why would I want that? Though?
For payment.
It's me payment? Sneezing in your mouth.
Me,
like
you?
A fat sneeze. Like,
the lowest amount I'll take.
Is free.
Mouth open like.
Lowest amount I'll take?
I ain't charging.
On a drunk
I'm
night,
not paying.
$100.
Sober.
You're going to pay him to
sober?
Sneeze?
Sober, I'll probably do it for like $500.
No, no. He's going to sneeze in your mouth.
I'll say, all right, $500. I'm going to pay you.
Oh, you motherfucker. I was like, I just got fucking hell of shit in my mouth.
What you're saying is you're going to pay him $500 to sneeze in your mouth.
No, he pays me.
No, that's not what he's saying.
No, that's what he's saying.
Which one is it?
How much to get fucking sneezed in your mouth? How much do I have to pay you to sneeze in your mouth?
For you to sneeze in my mouth?
Yes, how much do you...
Well, I thought you were talking about...
Or would you just let me do it to you?
Yeah, you could do it for free if you want.
Would you want it for free?
Sure. If it's on camera, I'll do it.
No camera.
You got a sneeze coming up?
No camera.
If you got a sneeze coming up, I'll do it.
No camera, would you do it?
No. I don't want you to sneeze. What the fuck do I want that?
I kissed his ass. I'll take a sneeze.
Yeah. I didn't even charge Larry to kiss my ass. He just,
I'll be back.
It was a bet. We're going to have to take a commercial break. I got to take a piss.
Damn, both of these guys got to piss.
I'm just going to go outside. I don't know where he's going. I got to pee.
Dang.
It's not my fault. They moved the fucking studio.
From inside
to
outside.
Nowhere near anything.
Way out in the boondocks, huh?
Yeah. Like, fuck, it was way better in the garage.
Oh, my gosh. Studio B was way better.
Well, what is this one called?
Studio A.
Why in the fuck? It's fucking backwards as fuck. You know, you would think the other one would be called Studio A and this one would be called Studio B because the other one came first.
That's real. Yeah.
We're some real illiterate.
Drinking Maker's Mark on this one.
He's upgrading. All right, we're getting
there. Yeah, last night was Ancient Age. Today is Maker's Mark.
What did you have the other last time I was on the pod?
Ancient Age. This one is
It was in a is this in a plastic? No.
This one is 90 proof.
That means
Woo! Let's shake it up real quick.
All right, since Larry's back, now it's my turn to take a piss.
That's pretty fast.
No, actually, Cowboy, you got to stay. No pissing for you. What are you guys talking about while I was gone?
Peeing your pants.
How he's got a better choice of liquor now.
I have peed my pants. I actually just peed my pants a couple months ago. On accident.
When's the last time you shit your pants?
That's a lot more recent.
We went camping?
No, but more recent than that.
Ugh, that's fucking nasty.
Yeah, I farted like, I would say like 2 months ago I farted.
Sharted.
I farted and yeah, and I shit myself.
It was a shart. Fat shart.
Yeah. I tend to do that a lot.
What'd you do? You went home?
No. Saved it out for the rest of the workday.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You didn't go to the restroom or anything?
Yo, I went to the restroom and wiped, yeah.
Throw your boxers away?
No, I wiped the boxers off.
And just had shit ass?
Yeah. I mean, that was that or go home.
Or go to the fucking restaurant, throw the fucking boxers away.
No, or just keep working. I'm a fucking savage, dude. I'm not like you. I'll fucking work in any condition. I'm a white man, not a Mexican. Okay,
I'm
not
a Mexican either.
Yeah, you are. What are you?
Fucking American.
Hey, you know what I want to do? I want to buy us all the 30 and me's or whatever so we can take our swabs and send us in and then we'll read the things out.
We'll do it for Christmas.
I'm down. And we're going to have to do a big episode. We're going to extend our studio space. We're going to move it back and
for when?
And longer for everything. And then we're going to have a special Christmas episode like last year.
This shit fucking goes quick. Look at that. It's like 4 seconds.
Maker's Mark. Let me get a shot of that.
Maker's Mark.
Get a little shot of that. What is this, a wax cap?
Eventually, when I become fucking rich, I'm going to do my own liquor.
No way. What kind of liquor?
Me and Cowboy.
You don't need to be rich to do that.
Me and Cowboy are going to do our own liquor. Let's just do our own liquor, dude. You down to do that?
I'm down.
Let's do it, dude. At your house.
Oh, you talking about moonshine?
Good old moonshine? Yeah, let's do it, then.
You down?
Yeah.
Dude, we can get rich.
What?
I'm about to throw up.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about getting rich or throwing up?
Well, eventually, but either one of them, I don't want
to. First year, we had to take a loss?
No.
Well, first year, if anything, Ezra takes a loss.
Apparently.
Well, I've been taking a loss since 27 years now.
For the first year of my
business. I've been losing for 27 years. I don't expect it's changing now.
Well, see, the first year of my furniture business, I have not taken a loss. I've actually made money. So I don't know how you plan on taking a loss.
And you've actually had sex, too.
Multiple times.
Well, it's because Ezra's not going to get jobs because he's going to overbid by 15 grand.
That is true.
You ain't going to get no fucking jobs. So you're just going to lose money because you're going to buy material.
I was over here worried he's going to underbid or he has no money to pay us.
No, that's what's going to happen. Or he's going to overbid and they're going to say no and then he'll underbid. Because you need to know what.
He's like, all right, I'll give you $200.
All right, how much square footage does a 5 gallon of paint do then?
I don't know.
Then how are you going to bid?
You're over here saying you're a fucking painter.
How are you going to bid a job?
Larry doesn't know either.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
he
I do.
He's been doing this for fucking ever.
No, he hasn't.
I've been a commercial painter for a year now. Industrial painter for 8.
Nope.
Okay, so he's got just as much farming experience as I do.
Well, it makes no fucking sense.
Are you going to sit here and tell me I don't have a farm?
He's barely been doing it since 2019.
2018.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No, you weren't.
Yep.
Who are you going to believe?
I also did 7 days a week, 100 hours a week.
Because I fucking.
So even if, okay, even if I did this, I did this for 2 years.
All right, let's not talk about that.
No, because you're fucking wrong and you know it.
When's the last time you had sex?
Yesterday.
How long did
this
you last?
This morning, actually.
You're lying.
This morning.
How long?
Oh, dick sucked or sex?
This morning.
Sex was about a week and a half ago.
How long did you last?
4 minutes, maybe. I don't know. Pretty quick.
Probably not even 4 minutes.
Yeah, probably faster than that.
Probably like
you know. Ezra, why are you shaking your fucking head like you know how it feels?
About 6 to 10 minutes.
See? Damn, you went from 2 hours to 6 to 10 minutes?
Well, I didn't have the cocaines to help.
The cocaines.
Cocaine. What the
he
fuck?
Didn't have the cocaines.
Like that.
He didn't have the cocaines.
You got some cocaine. I could go for an hour, but on. The first thing when I wake up in the morning, I ain't getting no time out of that shit.
No, you first thing you wake up, do a bump of cocaine and just go at it or what?
No, that's why it was like fucking. No, I don't do coke anymore. But no,
cocaine. Not coke.
So now you're only cocaine. Doing like 10 minute.
I don't do the cocaines anymore.
Why not? Cocaine's funny.
Because I don't want to become a problem.
Well, you know what you have a problem with is drinking and tobacco.
I'm fine with that.
I'm okay. Fine with that.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it is.
It's a whole lot cheaper than the cocaine. But anyway, you know, on a normal like when I in the morning, because I don't really do it much in the morning because I don't want to be up. All right.
In the morning.
Yeah. To begin with, and it's kind of cold up there.
So what do? You have sex, then you go straight to bed again.
Pretty much.
Nice.
I wake up and I'm just like wait, you know, like this morning, like five, you know, 6 to 10 minutes, somewhere right around there.
That's what Ezra does. Ezra wakes up, jerks off, and then goes back to bed.
Well, I wake up, fucking go to back to bed.
Ezra, how would you like that?
Not every morning, because I don't feel like doing it every morning.
Oh, I don't. I don't feel like having
it's
sex
just
every
day. Once in a while. I don't like doing it in the morning because I'm not a morning person. So therefore, when I wake up in the morning, I'm not necessarily in a good mood. Look,
well, when I wake up in the morning,
at nighttime,
I have to go pee in the morning.
Well, that's the first.
So,
you go
and
pee
I can't
and
have sex while I have pee. Why I have a pee?
No,
in
that's
me?
Why you go pee, then you come back.
Then no,
you,
then and then I have to get more roughed up and shit. I'm trying to go back to bed. Because once I'm up, I'm up. And if I have sex, I'm going to go back to bed.
That's the point. That's the whole thing.
I wake up. I wake up at 4 in the morning and go to work.
Well, yeah, but it's a Saturday today.
Oh, then I just wake up and then I have to take a piss and I go back and go to sleep.
Hmm. If I get up in the morning like today, to go take a piss, I'm up. So I'm going to go do something to put my ass back.
I don't do any of that. I just wake up. How about that?
What time do you wake up?
Noon.
No.
One.
At noon? What the fuck? Dude, I'm not fucking Larry and Bubba.
I don't sleep past 8.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
If we go to bed at 6 in the morning, yes, I'll sleep till 11.
Past
sorry. 8,
this guy.
The latest I'll sleep is 11. And that's if I go to bed at 6 in the morning.
What time do you wake up in the morning, Ezra? It's an easy question. What is it?
During the week.
During like on a
work
Tuesday.
Week. A work
a
week.
A Tuesday, what time in the morning do you wake up?
Like, for real, don't lie to you?
Don't lie.
No shit. We're not going to tell you to lie to us, you fucking nugget.
Fuck. Come on, what
this guy
time?
Looks like a burnt chicken nugget, dude. Fucking tell us.
What time do you wake up on a Tuesday morning?
Like 6:30.
That's not bad.
How about a Wednesday?
But why do you start work at 9 then?
6:30.
Why do you start work at 9 if you wake up at 6:30? You should start work at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I wake up about 7 o'clock in the morning.
I wake up about 4 to 5, depending where I got
to
go in the morning.
I used to get up at 3 in the morning like for like a full year.
Well, before I was before I was working for myself, I'd have to wake up at 4 in the morning.
I used to get out of work at 2 in the morning for like a whole year.
I
as
wouldn't
well.
Do that. I would not even bother with that shit. I'm still drinking.
Come fuck with me. Come see me.
The earliest I'll wake up is 3:30.
Come fuck with me. Come see me.
Earliest I'll wake up is 3:30 to go to work.
I've just gone.
But I better be getting off of work at fucking 1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to go to work at 3.
When I worked at Lowe's and I was on the freight team, we had to be at work at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Fuck that.
I hated it. It was only 3 days a week, though. It was a part-time job. It was on Mondays, Wednesdays.
You don't pay me enough to get up that early.
Well, I was off at like noon.
Yeah, but what do you make? Fucking, you were making $12 an hour?
But then I'd get off work those days and then go back on the farm and make another fucking $300 that day.
I don't like where this is going. Fuck the big pharma.
The what?
I don't know.
The pharma?
Sorry.
What are you in, like, New York?
Pharma.
I was a pharma.
Pharma. No, I was talking about farmers. Ezra, wake the fuck up.
I'm awake.
And you wanted to do this later. You can't even stay awake now.
What the hell is that?
Stupid ass dog peeing on my shit.
Peeing on your shit, Ezra? God damn it, man. You're fucking over here fucking... I swear, this is one of our worst episodes we've ever had.
Because Ezra's
why?
Asleep.
Because well, Ezra's sleeping.
Well, that's just.
I'm not.
We'll let you sleep.
Me and the cowboy talk there.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Not asleep.
You're closing your eyes half the episode.
I can't talk with my eyes closed?
No, you can't.
No.
Yeah,
you
got
to be intrigued for
I was obviously
the news.
Doing it.
No, you weren't.
I don't go around to these things that often, all right? So when I'm here, we got to make good ones.
Ezra's trying to get too drunk so he can't do the podcast.
Yeah, so he's trying. He's almost there. He's gonna fall
no, he's there.
He's there.
He's shit-faced.
I'm not. What the fuck? Who the fuck you talking to?
Who the fuck you talking to?
He doesn't know. He's
exactly, he don't
and
know.
You're drunk.
I'm not.
You're a drunk weirdo.
Larry, are you drunk?
Not yet.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
I will be.
Ezra, you're fucking half asleep over there.
I've been drinking since 10 a.m., man.
I have not been. I've been working until I got here, like, almost 9.
I was working on my dirt bike drinking, because what else am I going to do? Which, we're supposed to go riding this weekend, right, Ezra?
No.
The weekend coming up?
It's
Hollister?
Fucking, it's
I never
fucking
said
rain.
Anything about that.
You said this Saturday coming up.
No, I didn't.
Not this Saturday. Not today. Next Saturday.
Ezra. Yep. Why don't you want to go riding? You
next
just,
Saturday,
you bought
yeah.
a dirt bike. What do you buy it to look at?
Next
it?
Saturday, yes.
So that's this Saturday coming up.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, there you go. So yeah. Thank you for proving me right the first time I said
is,
it.
Is your schedule just that fucking busy?
Holly Hills or somewhere.
I don't want to do North Fork. We got trails over there.
I know, but he's like you know. I
oh, you want to go to the Cowboys spot?
Yeah, because then we could go barbecue and shit and chill at his dad's house.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
The hell?
Okay.
And then we can see Brian because Brian's over there, right?
Yeah, he's back.
Man,
he's
who's
he's
Brian?
He's
Bryant.
My brother.
Bryant.
He's out.
Bryant?
Yeah, he was in the Army. He's yeah. out now.
We went over there for when he came back the first time.
He bought
time.
Himself a like 2010 pre-runner Toyota. Looking all done up.
He don't even
crawling?
Know, he don't even know what to do with that thing.
No, he don't.
Crawling?
No, it's not a it's a pre, it's a two-wheel drive Toyota, single cab.
He got a two-wheel drive?
Well, it's a pre-runner. It's got all the shit on it, and it's got the...
The camping deal?
No.
A pre-runner?
It's got all the fiberglass fenders and bed.
Why do
like
you
do Baja that? Fucking 1000 style?
Yeah, but it's actually built to jump.
Why'd he do that?
I don't know. He
don't jump.
He bought it because it looked cool. Really, if you ask him, he spent 15
but
grand
you need
on
4x4.
Damn, 15 G's? He's fucking stupid.
Well, you stack up out there.
You should slap
he already
him.
Has probably 20 more G's saved up.
You should slap him, then he'll probably break your other leg.
We're not going to go there. Then I have to kiss my ass again.
No, but next week, yeah, I would like to go by you and ride.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
and
cool.
Then we can have a
I might go to Holly
house.
Hills. Larry probably go with you.
What the fuck? Well, I'm going to go where Ezra goes.
You can go by yourself?
Well, no. I got my boy going and my brother.
Everybody
has bikes now, man. You don't got one.
Everyone can
I'm
come to his house.
Buy one for next year. Dude, I got a family. Things, you know, change when you got a family. I've already bought too much shit in the last year. I bought a $5,000 fucking Jeep Wrangler.
Why? Don't even
Why?
Use it.
Why?
Because I'm going to for going rock crawling.
But
see,
you that could have been the dirt bike right there.
But I love rock crawling.
But you don't do it.
But you don't do it.
It's fucking snowing up there, man.
That's even better. Snow crawling? You never did that?
That sounds fun.
And I need to do some work to it.
Oh, here we go. He bought something. He bought a lemon.
I didn't buy a lemon.
Oh, lemon law.
Lemon law.
It's not a lemon. I just need to put a new clutch in it. It's not a big
sounds
deal.
Sounds like a lemon.
No, I would like to go up to you because there's good ass there's that riding spot you were talking about. That's a good riding spot. And it's by your house. And then after we can go fucking barbecue, hang out, and chill at your house.
Stay the night.
We can stay the night.
Yeah, you can crash. Just bring a tent. I don't got enough space.
A tent.
I don't got enough space in my house for you guys.
No, in your mom's house you do.
Yeah, you can sleep in there.
They got two living rooms.
They do.
They'll let us.
Yeah, they'll let you.
They don't care. Well, I'm going to tell them I'm too drunk to drive. What are they going to do? Drive home?
My house is probably like fucking maybe 800 square feet.
Oh, your house? Your trailer?
Tiny.
That I live in?
Yeah, he lives in a fifth wheel trailer with pop-outs.
Yeah?
Yeah. I paid for it in cash.
Cash money.
$10,000.
$10,000.
I bought and paid for.
Yeehaw! Yeah! You want to go?
Well, because I'm trying to buy property in a year, so I'm...
Where at? Out of state?
No, here. We got. No,
where's here, though? Either. Fresno, Madera.
I'm trying to buy like 40 acres up there.
Kerman, 40 acres up there?
Kerman?
Yeah.
I just saw some.
Up there.
No. Don't do that.
But I am.
Why, Ezra?
Different state. Let's go. I'll go half with you.
Ezra, how much money do you have saved right now? Because you're always broke, you say. So hopefully you're saving.
Let's put it this way: if all of y'all were to move to another state, I'm down. I'd probably follow you.
Let's go.
No,
but I'm not gonna be.
You got to go first, motherfucker.
I'm not gonna be the first one because I'm gonna go there and be like, "What the fuck?"
With your,
am
with
I
your
doing
fucking
here,
dicking
myself?
Around.
Yeah.
So you want me to go first? All right, I'll go first.
Go no,
first,
we all go at the same time. We live on the same property.
I'll go first then.
Yeah, we. All, you know, I like.
Daddy will go first.
Daddy, what are you gonna do, Ezra? You don't even know how to bid a job.
Didn't I just tell you fucking stupid fucks what I was going to do?
What are you
going to
do for work over there?
What are you going to do for work, Ezra?
The first 5 minutes I told you stupid fucks. You guys don't listen, dude. See, that's why you guys aren't going to work with me.
What state are
you
moving to?
You want us to work for free.
What state are you
moving to? I didn't want you to work with me at all. You guys are you trying to work with me. You're trying to jump on my shit.
You told us outside you want us to.
But then you said you're going to lose money.
And then he changed the whole subject. I don't even want you guys to work for me then.
Mama, you tell me you want to work with me, but you're going to lose money in the first year. You've lost me.
Unless I own the company.
Yeah, unless it's a... Unless
we got like an even split here.
You know, shares in this.
We got like 32.5 each or some shit.
There's no shares.
No shares.
You're fucking crazy.
100% him, and we make no money.
What state are you moving to, Ezra?
It's a lot of construction.
What state are you moving to?
Can't tell you yet.
But what are you thinking about?
I already
about?
Have it, though, but I can't. I'm not going to say
it. Is it fucking Oklahoma?
That's where I'd like to go.
Oklahoma's a good state. That's where, that's where my family's from.
Oklahoma sucks.
Oklahoma's good because then we got his family help us out.
No, we don't want them.
If we were really smart, we'd all just pack up and move to fucking Mexico.
I'm good.
Yes.
Hell no.
We'd be pretty fucking loaded.
Yeah, but do you think I want to live with all that violence?
It's not
with a corrupt government?
This guy's retarded as fuck. You hear this guy?
I'm kidding, Ezra. I don't want to move to Mexico. I'm American, motherfucker.
Dude, what the fuck? Back-to-back World War champs. You want to leave this state? You want to leave this country?
Yeah, I do want to leave this state.
No, this country.
Mexico's good, though, too.
All right, good. How about you go over there, brother? You tell me how it works out.
I was going to go there, but I already know where I'm going.
Mexico's a beautiful
So I'm going to go first, and then you guys follow.
Where are you going, Ezra?
Oklahoma.
Nope.
Ezra, they were Arizona.
Guess.
Arkansas.
Arizona. He's going to Arizona because his family's in Arizona. But no one wants to live in Arizona. It's too fucking hot.
There's no nothing for me to make money in Arizona.
He's a farmer. He's going to have sheep and shit.
They can't eat dirt.
Guess where?
Oklahoma or Arkansas.
Look up all the states on your phone.
Nope.
We're going to list them.
No, he's out of it because remember years ago, you and Bubba talked about
how many
this
state
shit?
Capitals can you name right now?
State capital, fucking Sacramento.
What the fuck are we doing a goddamn test?
How many?
I can name a few of them.
Go.
I'm not doing it because it's not a fucking test. What the fuck are we doing?
Go. Bubba's joined the group chat.
He's entered the Twitch stream.
That come this way a little bit.
Fuck, dude.
How many state capitals?
How many? I don't know. There's a lot in the world. There's probably 50.
No, 52 actually. How many can you name?
There's 52 now.
We have 52 states, dumbass.
What
the fuck? What do you mean?
Alaska.
He's definitely not working for me.
Ezra, nobody's working for you because nobody's going to lose money for a business they don't own.
Oh, no. Bubba's working for him, he said.
Oh, yeah. What?
Bubba. He said only Bubba's going to work for him.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah, but you're not going to make money the first year.
You're going to lose money in the first year of working.
He said you're going to lose money the first year. But only Bubba's going to do it because he understands. But you don't own the company. Ezra owns the company.
Why does Ezra own
the company? You're just working for him. You're working for him. That's it.
Motherfucker, this says 50.
Yeah.
We have 50 states, ass. Though. Alaska.
And
Hawaii.
You're a fucking idiot. You're
fucking
Larry.
Stupid.
Alaska and Hawaii.
There's 50 states. There's a little. There's the lower 48.
He believe in the shit he be saying, too.
There's 52 states.
No, stupid motherfucker.
It says there's 50 states, and the last two to join were Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh!
But there's only 50 states.
That made 50.
That made the 49th and 50th state.
What about Puerto Rico?
Their status leaves disadvantaged. I don't know. Some
Emily came back from the hospital for 8 hours. She's almost dead. She's dying.
Whoop whoop.
She has AIDS.
Why is she dying? Oh.
Oh.
Monkeypox.
Yeah. She fucked a monkey and got monkeypox.
That'll happen. I got that once.
You got that once?
I was drunk and she was hot.
I was drunk and she was hot. I
fucked a monkey.
I fucked a monkey.
Haven't we all?
Ezra has tried.
I have not.
Neither have I.
Whoa, you just said you did, though.
Well, it was a joke.
You a liar now?
Yeah, I am.
What the fuck? No wonder he's not on the podcast.
Are you serious,
anymore.
Huh? Are you serious?
You never fucked a
big old liar.
I fucked a monkey.
Yeah, he fucks like goats.
Yeah. I fuck anything with a puss.
Yeah, he fucks all kinds of animals.
The worst shit. It's something with a fucking gorilla.
Caught him in his room with his cat one time.
Hey, do not call that fat black bitch a gorilla, dude, again.
She was a gorilla. She was a gorilla. She's hairy. I opened the door, saw that ass, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God, let me get in there. I got a whip. I'm trying to tame her.
Fucking hairy ass.
What the hell were we talking about?
Ezra wants to hire him, but not pay him.
Ezra, what state are you going to move to?
He doesn't know.
I know, but I'm not going to say.
See, this is what he's been talking about the whole fucking time. Every time we ask him, I know, but I'm not going to say. You don't know shit, dude. You don't know anything. I asked you how you know how to pay. I don't know. I know, but I'm not going to say.
What are you
going to
do for work?
I'm not going to say.
He's like, I know, but I ain't going to say it.
I'm be a lot lizard.
I bet you are, you fucking
That's
whore.
The only way you'll
I'll make
there.
Tons of money.
Fucking whore.
You're going to make tons of money.
Bubba, if you were to move out of state, what state would you go to?
None of them.
You would go out of country?
I would go to Mars or something.
Oh, my God. You're going to die.
Although Elon Musk is shipping people up there pretty soon.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I have no idea. There's no state that really appeals to me.
Colorado.
Been to much, but.
Well, Oklahoma, you got tornadoes and shit, but that's why you got Freddy holes.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. California is
whack. Taxes
is dope in the land aspect.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I love the state when it comes to what we have, but I hate the government.
Yeah, everything's so close. Hard. Like,
never gonna change.
We could drive to the beach. We got the mountains. You know, we got it all right here. Yeah, it's all
the
right
same
here.
Damn place.
So it's dope,
it just sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
The laws and the taxes are trash.
It's too bad we just all
you
don't.
You probably
have.
Voted for him, you fucking idiot.
You probably pay taxes and shit too, right?
Landed shit.
Dude, I voted for fucking Trump. What the fuck you mean?
You didn't vote at all, you felon?
You stupid piece of shit didn't even vote. Shut the fuck up.
You can't vote, bro. You're a fucking immigrant.
You are a Mexican.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are, you fucking spick.
Not Mexican.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Doesn't affect me.
You can't talk.
He's Portuguese.
Sure can.
No, you can't.
Yep.
Tell us what state you're going to.
If you're not Mexican, then what are you?
He's Portuguese.
Oh, for Christmas, we're all going to get each other the 30 Me and Me's or whatever. We're going to read them what we are.
30 Me and Me's?
We're not doing Christmas, bro.
No. On the Christmas episode, we're going to fucking say the things. So I'm going to order them tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what you get.
Gotcha, bitch.
Sorry, cowboy. I was aiming for the Mexican.
I'm not Mexican.
What are you? I'm going to find out what you are when I swab your nose.
Yep.
Hey, Nigerian.
Are we doing that?
He's Nigerian. That'd be so funny.
Larry, are we doing that, though?
Yeah, but you have to show up.
23 and me?
I'm showing up again now.
Is that what it's called?
I missed a year.
Okay, 23 and me.
He's come back for a year.
That shit's like $100 a person.
That's fine.
He missed a year. He's going to come back for a year.
It's that expensive? You got $100, right? Are you buying it, Larry?
No, you got $100.
Larry's buying.
I got $100. He got $100. He got $100.
Yeah, it isn't cheap.
It's $49.99.
Larry said he's buying.
Is there an off brand?
And it takes like 3 months.
Go to.
That's fine.
Not just one day.
3 months. And ain't even gonna be here on Christmas episode.
It
dude.
Might be.
No.
It might be here by fucking March.
Well, we could do February.
Valentine's. I can't tell if I'll be here in March. On
Valentine's
the, on
Day.
The show.
He won't be here on the show by then.
No. Oh, guess what, guys?
I don't know. If
it's originally $200.
Oh, my God.
But dude. It's on sale.
It's on sale. $70 off.
See?
$130.
Let's go.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, let's go.
I got Christmas presents
let's
and shit.
That's go.
Crazy, dude.
I'm down.
Is there an off brand? I'm serious. Is there like a
is there SC there, Johnson brand there, or like a visor?
There is off brand.
You can do just a.
There is off brand.
Just a regular one, I guess. That's the
upgrade.
Upgrade.
I don't want to know my whole family tree. I just want to know what I am.
This one just $80. Originally $100.
Yeah, That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I just want to know my ethnicity, all my ethnicities. I know I'm Scottish, German, and Irish.
No, you're not.
He looks like it.
Doesn't even make sense.
He's all white.
How?
German, Irish looking ass?
Germany invaded Ireland.
He's going to get it back. He's going to be like Dutch. He's going to be a Dutch Jew.
Dutch.
Oh, if I'm a Jew.
Judge Jewish and Chinese.
Hey, if I'm a Jewish guy, kick me off the podcast.
Fuck yeah.
That means I'm running media, and I don't need to work with you guys.
I know for a fact I'm a quarter Italian.
You'll be the producer only. You won't be on the show.
Because I know for a fact I'm quarter Italian. So if it does not come back.
Sauce monkey.
I know for a fact because they my dad's mom moved here from Italy.
It doesn't mean shit.
That doesn't mean that she's really Italian.
She was a runaway.
No,
doesn't mean anything, dude. You could come from anywhere. You could be anything. It doesn't make any sense.
We came from Africa. We ain't African.
But I know for a fact they're 100% Italian.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
I know for a fact.
Who they're, got raped? Someone got raped.
They're dropouts.
I don't believe anybody got
Back
raped.
Back in the day, everyone got raped.
Yes, they did.
I know that both
of doesn't even make any sense that there's even a fucking
Italian. I know that
a thing to say about it.
My grandma
you know
was
what I mean?
Italian.
It's because the DNA.
It makes no sense.
Science, I don't know.
Yeah,
couldn't tell
makes
you.
No sense.
I couldn't tell
like
you
that,
science.
I feel like they just...
it's like a scam. That's why I wouldn't even pay for it.
I feel like it's like a roulette wheel.
It's a scam.
Just
fine. You know what, guys? I'll
scam. Fucking they just
do
find
it.
Pictures of you in the internet and then send you some shit that they're like, oh, this guy's white, so we're just going to send him back some.
Yeah. Well, I don't have pictures of myself on the internet.
Shit.
If you look up my name,
we're
nothing comes up.
Yeah,
you can
find it.
Yeah, it does.
We're going to charge you $100 for
it. It comes up.
It doesn't come up. I looked up my name multiple
times. I've done it multiple times.
Nothing comes
if
up.
If somebody wanted to find it, they could find it.
I could find it.
If they know about this podcast, yeah. And they know my real name.
You got to go on the right side.
I do.
Go on Pornhub. There's a lot of gay porn with Larry on it.
Oh, okay. Can you stop? Like, stop telling the viewers about that shit. They're going to fucking make fun of me.
It's just all you and Cowboy doing fucking...
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. I didn't say that you should tell them that
remakes of Brokeback Mountain.
Reverse
scenes.
Cowboy looking ass.
Good job, Ezra.
Ezra.
Awkward silence, dude. Fucking ruined it.
No, I didn't.
Royalties.
Check off.
No, we got royalties.
What's
now.
The best state in California? Best state in
best state in California, I think, is Fresno.
Best state in America.
Best state in America.
Wherever Larry's not
say?
At.
Did you just not listen to what Ed just said?
What yeah.
Said? Best state in fucking California, I think, is Fresno.
Why?
Said
that's
some
what
shit.
That's
what
no,
you
because
said.
I said best state in Cal. Like that.
Well, why would it be Fresno?
No.
Because Larry's retarded.
It's a be a best city. He was making fun of me.
Yeah, I know.
You guys just didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it.
You guys aren't up to spar.
I get it.
It's all right. What's the best state in America?
Who goes first?
Cowboy.
Go.
Oklahoma.
One, two,
Mexico.
Three.
Oklahoma.
What a
Mexico.
Poser.
That's South America, brother.
No, Mexico.
Mexico.
Canada.
Oklahoma. You're going to go with Canada, you stupid son of a bitch.
Well.
Canada's sad.
They're not even a fucking state of California.
Iceland.
States. You're just as retarded.
Maybe.
It's not a state.
Ezra, best state in USA.
I don't know, man. None of them are good.
Virginia.
Is that what you are?
You inbred son of a bitch.
Virginia, best state. Come fuck with me.
I would say Georgia.
No.
I think Larry just said the one that... that.
Georgia.
That lets you be with girls that are 16.
Georgia? Yeah. No, it's 14 over there.
Larry's favorite number is 15, 16.
Well, Virginia was him, and he, you know, his cousin's going to come fucking him.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just life. That's, I think that's every state.
I mean, it is what it is.
At this point.
You got a better,
speak,
I got a better
for yourself,
chance.
Bubba.
You just pick what state you want to be in, and I don't know.
Your cousin,
you start cousin fucking.
There's cousin fucking in every state. You ain't getting over cousin fucking.
I'm pretty sure you would if you grew up in that type of
I
fucking.
I fuck cousins right now.
See?
This guy's my cousin. We fuck all the time.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all cousins. We're all born from two people, right? Adam and Eve. That means we all cousins. Yeah,
like, I don't know. Anybody could be your cousin. You can call anybody your cousin, really.
No, my uncle's not name is Adam.
So he's your cousin?
No.
Or who's Eve?
His aunt.
I don't have an aunt name. I don't have anybody in my family named Eve. I do have an Adam in my family.
What about Christmas Eve?
Dude, what is going on behind these fucking...
What is going on?
This dumbass bitch keeps fucking coming through here. Every now and then I keep kicking her out. Get the fuck out.
Bubba, your dog's in here.
She keeps doing that bullshit.
That's not the dog, is it?
Yeah, it's the dog.
Who, Riley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Riley Rue.
Keeps doing it, and I keep kicking her out. She keeps doing it.
I thought you were talking to your girlfriend.
No.
This dumbass bitch keeps doing it. I keep kicking her out.
It's the same thing to me.
Same thing, huh?
God damn it, Ezra. Pull out your phone. Let me get another topic.
What else we got? How
I
about?
Didn't, I didn't write my topics down.
Well,
hey, hold on.
What's your guys' favorite movie this year?
Navatoma Dogfucker.
Navatoma Dogfucker.
What does that mean, Ezra?
What does that mean,
Ezra? Navatoma Dogfucker.
That means when you have a crazy fetish with your pet animal. So is if you would have a crazy fetish with
Ezra,
your pet
animal. Bring this up. Which show
what would it be?
What?
What?
Are
you
asking?
Have a crazy fetish with your animal.
Let's just go back.
Pet, what would it be?
And let's just explain what that is and then end it at that.
No, but tell him a dog fucker.
No,
but
no. N-O-V-E-L-T-O-M-A.
Man, I had something before you said that weird ass shit.
No, but tell him a dog fucker. No, I would not fuck a dog, Ezra.
Is that what you do at all?
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, if you had a fetish for an animal, what kind of fetish would it be?
No, I don't.
Fucking animal is a fetish.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Well, no, there's, according to Ezra, there's specific fetish.
Anyway.
I'd probably have it suck my dick. I don't know.
Can they? Yeah, they have very sharp teeth.
What'd you put on it?
What I put? Nothing. Oh, peanut butter.
You'd have to.
Just like Shelby.
Is that what you do at home, Ezra?
With Shelby?
No,
yeah.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Hey, what is your fetish with the dog?
What is yours? What is your fucking?
You
fetish?
See the pipes?
You hold them down. You rapist?
No.
You see the pipes? What was that?
Just rapes dogs. So yes, Shelby, I've been working out. Come take it.
You see the pipes? I'd be lifting dogs on the daily.
Lifting up to my face so I can eat it. You're a sick bastard, Ezra.
Cowboy, start laughing.
What the fuck does that even...
I don't know God, what it means,
Ezra,
dude.
You know, I don't want to work.
This is almost as bad as Reddit.
God.
Fuck!
Reddit.
You know, Reddit had more shit than I thought it did.
Reddit's probably got a topic for you.
Reddit probably does have dog fuckers.
Reddit, don't put your dick in that. That shit's funny.
You talked about that four times
already. I know, but it's still funny.
All right, now we got another one that says 38-year-old 2-6 Navatoma. What the fuck is Navatoma, Ezra?
I swear, that's the most stupidest shit you've been writing down ever.
You wrote that down. That's not my handwriting.
Same thing
dude,
as the
I did
fucking
not write
dog
either of those,
fuckers.
So don't try to put that shit on me.
Who wrote that then?
You.
I don't write like that.
You fucking weirdo.
Guys, Georgia sheepdog.
Don't try to hide it now.
What?
A Georgia.
Virgin.
Hold on,
Georgia.
Hold on.
You just said Georgia.
Georgia?
Durango.
I did, yes.
Georgia sheepdog fights off and kills 8 coyotes after a pack attacks his sheep.
Sick.
Damn
eight
right.
Fucking
that's
coyotes.
That's a badass dog right there.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's a little ass dog right there. It's
a chihuahua. Oh, he's all fucked up.
Larry can't even Larry can't even fight off Richard.
His face is all swelled.
You son of a bitch.
Bitch. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Little
you
ass
want me to call
dick.
They'll bring the gloves for us right now.
Larry's little dick is like this.
Yeah, exactly. Just the neck.
Hey, actually, that's exactly the same.
Neck. It's just the neck. That's the same size, actually. It's pretty girthy.
That's not.
I didn't watch it, but you guys see that the USA got eliminated fucking right away, like this morning when they played.
That wasn't soccer. Eliminated, but they lost, though.
Eliminated. They don't get gone. A play for the cup. They're eliminated.
They blew it.
In fucking...
I was watching the game.
In like 16.
7 a.m. Larry didn't come over.
It was top 16. I can't cuss or drink at your house.
Larry's supposed to come over and watch the game and then come over.
I can't cuss or drink at his house.
7 a.m. You're going to fucking start drinking already?
You can't. But I'm going to cuss.
You can't drink or cuss at your house?
No, he can't.
No.
Fucking Hitler.
Fuck you.
All I do is fucking cuss. Like, it comes out of my fucking mouth. It doesn't fucking matter.
Man, exactly. Same here with me. Like, what? You can't drink either?
I know, right? My two favorite things, drinking and cussing.
Is that why you're at 7 a.m., you're going to fucking start cussing and drinking already.
Yes. I'm definitely going to start cussing.
For the fucking World Cup. For the World Cup game.
Yes.
Might as well.
Fuck Poland or fucking whoever they played.
When I watch NASCAR, I start drinking at fucking 10 o'clock.
When's the last race you seen?
What's your favorite race?
I don't have a TV.
Who's your favorite driver? This guy.
Who's your favorite
Called
race?
Called him out.
What's your favorite race?
Exposed him.
What's your favorite race?
What's your favorite race?
I mean, white people.
Not that race, fucker.
like Indianapolis.
What the fuck kind of life was that?
This guy just said Indianapolis. That was it.
That is a good race, though. That's
not even a year.
Indianapolis 250.
250? It's got
250? What the fuck?
You guys are retarded, man.
250 laps, you fucking nugget. It's a small fucking truck.
It's a 500, bro.
No, they're not all 500s.
Yes, they sure are.
They don't call them. I never heard no goddamn Indianapolis 250.
They have a NASCAR race every week, dumbass.
They come down to the Indianapolis 250.
Stupid shit.
The Indy 250. Yeah, no, it's called the fucking Indy 500, dude.
That's with Indy cars. So
true little
NASCAR.
Fucking shrimp dick.
Indy 500 is not with NASCARs. It's
whatever. It's still Indianapolis 500.
Yeah. It's
not even the same.
The races are 500. They're not 250. That's the most dumbest shit I've ever heard. I swear, I don't even know how Larry even has a job being the type of so-called pain that he says that he is. From the most stupidest shit I ever heard tonight.
Yeah, either one of you even watch NASCAR?
No.
No.
Then don't talk.
You don't either, so
you
shut
the either.
Fuck
up. You can't
up.
Even name one driver.
One driver.
Go, right now, one driver.
I'm drunk. I'm not naming.
See? Got him.
Got me. Got me when I'm drunk. Congratulations.
You can't even name one driver?
Well, you got Tony Stewart. He's not driving no more, but you got...
He's
you know,
old.
What's his name? Dylan, what's his name? He's driving.
Bubba, can you name one driver right now?
Kurt Busch.
Yeah.
I think that's a driver right now. Me? I cannot name one driver right now.
No, because you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't know.
You literally not named one.
I couldn't even name the guy that just did that fucking dope ass shit with the sliding across the
Skip
wall.
Skip the line.
I don't even know what the fuck his name is.
I didn't say
Skip
was,
the line.
I never said I was a fucking diehard NASCAR fan, did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, but you guys seen that, right?
I don't even watch. I don't have
yeah,
a,
seen
I
it.
Do not even have a fucking TV at my house.
You don't need a TV, you need a phone, you fucking nugget.
You
I don't have a
phone,
TV.
You
I don't
fuck.
Watch NASCAR on TV. I watch
you
it on
phone,
my TikTok.
You fuck
I don't have a phone cuz my girl's got my phone cuz I fell down the stairs at the pool. And broke her phone.
Well, maybe you don't walk downstairs in a pool when it's frozen
when
and
it's
snowing
frozen,
outside.
You fucktard.
I had to get the fucking dog water.
Oh my!
The water
would
have froze by the time you drank it.
You dumb
it wasn't
shit.
That cold out there.
What do you do for dogs if they're drinking water that's frozen?
Tard.
The fucking whole bowl isn't frozen. It doesn't get that cold at my house.
If it's snowing, it's that cold.
It's not cold enough to freeze a whole bowl of water. The whole lake freeze.
Yes.
Should.
It should if it's snowing.
Is it the whole,
well,
the whole,
it don't.
The whole fucking lake doesn't even freeze if it's 0 degrees.
Who do you think you're talking to?
An idiot.
Which is kind of weird. It's like if the, if the body of water is bigger, it won't freeze. It's just kind of weird.
The top should freeze.
So if it's 30, if it's 34 degrees outside, it'll snow. But you're
36 degrees is the fucking freezing point. 32 degrees. 32, my bad.
No, it's not.
No, not
32 degrees is freezing point.
No, it's not.
As a what? Hold on, shut up. Ezra?
Well, let me explain. Hold on, no, no, I know. Snow at 38 degrees.
No, I know that. But hold on. What is freezing point, Ezra? What degrees? Well,
if it's, yeah, if it's like 38 degrees outside.
No, hold on. We're trying to figure out what the freezing degree is from Ezra.
Want
to
know what it is?
Yes. What's freezing degree?
23 degrees.
You're an idiot.
God damn. It has to be a 3. I know it's a 3.
Celsius. And I know
that's even worse.
That right now.
That's hot.
Let's go.
23 to...
Jamie.
It's the other way around.
Dude, 23 degrees Celsius is hot.
You sound stupid, dude.
Okay. Oh, my. Look up 23.
Dude, I graduated. Please. I graduated school before you, and I went to college before you did.
You never went to college.
To do with anything. That just means you're almost 30 years old.
I'm not 30 years old, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You have 2 years left.
Probably 26, dude.
23 degrees
you
Celsius.
You are not 20.
I fucking told you.
70.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, you're Bubba.
Tell him again. Tell him how hot it is. It's like fucking 0 degrees Celsius. Is
it's like 75 degrees, you fucking idiot.
But what'd I say?
what he said. 23 or what'd he say?
I said 23 degrees Celsius, you stupid shit.
23 degrees Celsius, it's freezing. No, 23 degrees Celsius is 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit, you fucking idiot.
It's like 8 degrees Celsius.
For freezing but point.
Look up Celsius.
For freezing point, you stupid shit.
Why would it? This guy's retarded. He doesn't understand. Viewers understand. Look up Celsius freezing point.
But look at
I think it's like 8 or
but
10.
But look at the freezing point now.
This is going to blow his mind. It could snow at 38 degrees.
Dude. He doesn't even know what snowing is.
You know it could snow
shut
at
up. What is it?
Degrees? Like 2 degrees Celsius for it to be like 35
okay, what
degrees.
Is the other one Fahrenheit then?
Sorry. 35 degrees.
What is it in Fahrenheit?
1 degree Celsius is 33 degrees.
So it is 0 degrees Celsius.
That's the freezing.
It's below zero. No.
Yeah, that's the freezing.
33.
Freezing is 32 degrees.
Fahrenheit. Yeah, suck it.
So
easy.
It needs to be 0 degrees Celsius to be freezing. And you said 23.
23 what?
Celsius.
Yeah, that's what you said.
And I said 8, so I'm pretty close.
Closer.
Yeah.
Did you know that it does snow at 38 degrees Fahrenheit?
It could snow at 50. No. It could hail.
No, it didn't.
It could.
No, it doesn't. Not at 50. No, 50 degrees.
It could.
If you're Larry, it does.
It's like 40 degrees for hail.
You know what, Cowboy? It can do whatever. It's fucking Mother Nature. She can do what she wants.
And like, yeah, it's
just we're talking about stats, though.
I know, but
with him, he said 23 is like that's below freezing point. It's gonna freeze. I was like, no, I already knew that shit was hot because Celsius is like crazy. It's like 20 degrees each Celsius for Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
look it up.
He just did.
He just proved you wrong.
Celsius to Fahrenheit.
One fucking Celsius. Is 33 degrees Fahrenheit? I just said this.
Okay. What the fuck?
0 degrees Celsius is 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
33.
No, that's 31. 1 degree was 33.
Who cares, so, dude?
Well, I'm not even. Whatever.
Yeah, so it doesn't go like how you're thinking.
No?
How he was thinking.
No,
it's not, going how you're thinking.
Yeah, not even close.
Not how he's thinking.
Yeah, no, it's not like 1 Celsius is 33. 3 degrees
each
increment.
Time. No,
like it's if it's like 2 degrees Celsius, it's 67
yeah,
degrees.
Like, fuck.
It doesn't go like that.
No,
but
I know so, it's yeah. Like hella off.
Yeah,
which I didn't. So how do you know? You had chemistry.
You don't know either, bitch. You were wrong too.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't say anything about Celsius, really. You did.
You did.
You said it. I said that's wrong.
We're not in fucking Canada or whatever the fuck. We don't even use.
No, we're not in anywhere but America. Only America uses Fahrenheit. Everyone else has used Celsius.
It's because they're idiots.
Yeah, and they all use Kamala meters.
What the fuck?
Kamala meters.
Yeah, Kamala Harris meters.
It's the size of her camel toe.
Oh my god! How big is that?
I don't know.
She just throw up. What the fuck happened? We got another Bubba.
I was mid-fucking beer and you fucking said that and it cracked me the hell up, dude.
What'd he say?
Oh my god.
That's the size of a camel toe. Is what that is.
1 degree Celsius.
No. Kamala.
Kamala what?
He said
I know. Right. Kamala Harrison is the size of her camel toe?
No, you said that it is a measurement. You said you used Kamala's. And I said, size of Kamala's camel toe.
I got you. I forgot I said that. Sorry. Yeah, kilometers.
It's not funny now because you fucked up my joke.
But it was pretty funny when you said it because he left.
It's not funny. Yeah, well, that was funny.
You got a joke spit. That's pretty funny.
No one has to explain it to you.
I forgot what I said. Kilometers.
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 What is the what is mile per hour to fucking a European?
Fucking no idea. You know why? Because it's in kilometers, but
it's KPH.
I have no idea what
it's kilometers
kilo hours is.
No, kilometers.
No, it's not
kilometers per hour.
It says KH. So it'd be kilo
it's
hours.
KPH.
Possibly, yeah.
It's KPH. Yeah.
Kilometers per an hour.
Yeah.
Not miles
it probably is.
Kilometers per hour. It's right there on your fucking dash in your car.
Yeah, but I have
see it every day. What's a kilometer? What's a kilo compared to a mile?
A mile?
I don't know, but I bet you it's a good way to get.
I think it's three to one.
I don't know. It's probably a good way to get out of a speeding ticket.
I want this, dude. No.
Let him hit it.
That's right.
That's what's left. What do you mean? Let him hit it. Hit
this. We already drank it all.
Hit this.
I'll hit it. Let me hit it. Why are you lying?
Well, you want to hit it?
Whoa. Touch it or something, man.
Fuck, I'll touch it.
Oh, you'll like that too much.
Look, Ezra, you got a whole drink right there. Get back to my tone finisher.
What is that, Coke from yesterday, dude?
Yeah, you're about to fall asleep.
Here.
Now you're just going to give it to him. What, you fucking
finish it,
psychopath.
Dude. That's a little tiny sign.
I don't want
it. For the camera.
Put it in the beer. Put it in the beer.
Put it in the beer for the camera.
A little water boiler.
I don't want that.
Water boiler.
Water boiler.
For the
on.
Camera. Cowboy. Cowboy.
I don't drink
cowboy.
Liquor
anymore.
Dude,
cowboy.
That's really any.
Dude, go home and beat your wife. Put it in. Cowboy.
Ezra, was that even your Coke from right now?
Yes. That was from last week.
Yeah, it didn't taste like it. I feel like I just drank today. Mold.
There's no way.
I put out two cigarette butts in it, though.
Hot. It was disgusting.
Cowboy, take the damn shot.
I don't drink liquor.
It's pretty warm.
You sound like a pussy.
All right, well, I'm signing off of this. I'm done.
What the fuck? You've been here for 10 minutes.
Yeah. I've been here for like half an hour.
No, you have not.
And that's all I planned
you
on.
You came
and
it was 45 minutes.
All I plan on coming for. So, I don't know why you guys are tripping. You're lucky I even hopped on the fucking thing.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
Yeah, we're lucky we got the fucking...
Yeah, the master appearance.
You ran out
Let's
of
go.
Stream hours.
No, I didn't. I won a game and was like,
he
I'm
ran
like,
out
go
of Twitch hours.
For
Twitch
a minute. Hours. I'll get back on.
He ran out of Twitch hours.
You gotta wait for it to load back up. That's what it was.
It's fucking sick. That's what that is.
Hey, shut the fuck up over there.
What are you saying over there?
She's going to make us all dinner.
Is that what that is?
That's what she said.
I can't hear you or understand what...
Don't look over there.
...sign languages are.
Yeah.
It's the time of...
Work. All I know is my woman is going to make us all dinner, even though she is dying of AIDS.
I'm sorry you got AIDS.
Cowboy, sorry you have AIDS.
I'm sorry.
She has ass AIDS.
But you still have to cook dinner. And that's sad.
I ever told you how good your food is?
Very good. Especially when you got AIDS. You gotta
no,
eat better.
You haven't. Why the fuck are you still cooking?
And I saw a TikTok. He was like, yeah, we're going to sell this grate right here in this oven. I'm going to sell it right now. It's never got used. More like a four-piece. Like, you know what it is? Never got used. And he pans over to his wife.
His wife never used the fucking oven.
Never used.
He's like, we're just going to sell it. We never use it. Fuck it.
Hey, I make money off them motherfuckers.
What's it? Stoves?
Ovens? No. People oven? Don't use it.
People that
stoves.
Don't cook, huh?
Yeah, because I do DoorDash.
Good for you, man.
He's trying to recruit everybody to DoorDash. Yeah. He's like, come to DoorDash. Yeah. I get a referral.
DoorDash.
Ezra said he does want to do it.
Make like 60 grand a year off that shit. You make get damn good fucking money on that crap. And you work for yourself. What's better?
Well, you're still working for DoorDash.
You ain't complaining.
I'm complaining.
Way less work than I had to do to make $30,000.
$30,000 is sad.
That's what I was making sweeping the streets.
I was making 25.
I was
I'll sleep in the streets.
I'm at like 62 or 64 right now.
Ezra, go out there and sweep the streets 108 degrees and tell me it ain't
no,
sucked.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but Ezra's a painter. He don't want to deal with that.
Well, he's a painter.
Exactly.
I never even knew he was a painter.
Me neither. I didn't know he painted.
I thought he built cabinets.
Of course.
That's what I thought.
Of course he paints. He's Mexican.
He does everything.
Classified, dude.
He doesn't know any step that starts with painting at all.
No job.
He says he knows. He's just not going to tell us.
No job experience needed. He just shows up.
You
like,
just figure it out as you go.
Well, no, no.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's going to
be. I don't want that shit.
Why?
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 See, I could have had it before. You didn't want it.
You didn't want it.
Because you bitched about
it. I didn't
that,
want it
right?
Because your chaser is fucking 10 years old and it almost made me throw up. So now I don't want anything from you.
I did it with a beer.
Well, drink your tracer over there.
This is empty. You made me spit it all on the floor. Sir.
Bubba just has a whole bunch of excuses right now, dude.
That's what I like here. I don't drink liquor.
Dude, just fucking drink
just
it.
Just fucking take it.
You motherfucker.
Put it in that.
He
put
said no. That. Leave the guy alone.
No.
It's going to taste like shit.
No, it won't.
You're gonna taste like shit. Get the fuck out of here, you blonde bitch.
When you get like
Emily just keeps thinking about it.
Ezra, when you get good whiskey up here, I'll drink it. I don't drink Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark's good
for broke people.
No, exactly. Maker's Mark's actually pretty.
Dude,
good.
This is better than H&H.
H&H is cheap as fuck. H&H. What the fuck?
H&H's fire.
It is good.
Fire.
Hey, I had Buffalo Trace out there. Why didn't you give him some?
That's not getting good.
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace is trash.
I've never even heard
it's
of that.
It's like, before. Exactly. This guy just like, it's Buffalo Trace.
It's funny
it's fucking Buffalo Trace.
I know.
Like, it's some good fucking thing and he just discovered it. Never seen it before. It just sounds fucking cool. So
it's
was like,
too expensive to buy.
Sure.
Fuck. He's going to spend $15 on
it. I've never even heard of this Buffalo
Trace. They've been a lot.
God damn.
It sound
good. It's been a fucking log in my eye, dude. It
definitely does not sound good.
Let alone this guy fucking stole his beer.
What?
Didn't pay for it.
Yeah,
oh, I forgot to scan it.
I forgot to scan it.
Looking ass.
They didn't ask me and I forgot it was down there.
Forgot to scan it.
Who's going to bitch?
Yeah, and then he goes and buys Buffalo Trace with the
cashier.
Money.
Yeah, what the fuck?
The fuck?
I'm not going to bitch at the store if they forget to scan my
I forgot
beer.
It, and they forgot it, so it is what it is.
Trying to talk shit on Maker's Mark.
I'm not talking. I said it was good.
Nothing to do with that. I'm the one that doesn't
You know
like
it's good because look how they spell whiskey.
I only drink what?
You can't
really
spell whiskey.
Why Sky?
Wrong.
Why Sky?
Well, this is the off-brand Maker's Mark. They spelled it with a C.
Ooh.
Yeah, you had a check.
A C?
You had a check, though, you fucking idiot.
You had the off-brand
like,
Maker's Mark.
Macker's Mark? Wait, what
the
hell is this? What
the fuck is Mark?
Those goddamn Punjabis.
Who the fuck is Mark?
Macker's Mark? What the fuck is this shit?
Max Jones? Who's that?
That'd be so funny if some fucking liquor store had that shit on this show.
Same label.
You don't even notice it. Yeah, it just looks like exactly the same, so you just get it.
Macker's?
Yeah. And then once you're halfway through the bottle, you're like, the fuck?
It has two C's. Maker's is spelled with a C and Mark is spelled with
a C. What they do, they buy Ancient Age and they just pour it in there. They pour it in and they say Macker's Mark.
Yeah.
Macker's.
So you try to get it. They get that shit for like $3 a fucking handle. Shut the fuck up, man. Nobody drink that shit, cuz.
You were fucking swallowing it down. What do you mean?
I also swallowed down black peen, but it doesn't mean I like it.
Whoa.
Might as well.
You son of a bitch.
He had no problem kissing my ass.
We're going to end the episode right there. I thank you guys. Thank Bubba for coming up for the last 20 minutes. Thank you guys for being here for an hour and a half. Thank Cowboy for coming for an hour and a half. He's not going to text Jennifer. We're not going to let him know that she's done.
No,
he's done.
Not yet, but Emily probably will.
No, I'll punch her.
She always does.
I'll knock her ass out.
She always texts her. Like last time I was here, I said, don't let her know. I'll do it myself. And she still texted her.
Yeah, well, welcome to the worst episode we've had in a year and a half.
Probably the worst because Ezra was like asleep for half of the fucking episode.
Asleep.
No, I wasn't.
We were asking the question. You went,
We also found out that Ezra's like the worst business owner ever.
Definitely. We already knew
I was awake the whole time. Just because my eyes were closed, I was awake the whole time.
What were you doing the whole
time?
That's
what my grandpa would say.
Resting my eyes.
Hey, where's your grandpa at now?
He's dead.
Exactly. That's where you're going to end up.
Resting my eyes.
My grandpa used to say that, and guess where he's at? Dead. People that say that die, dude.
Did you ever put that picture of you kissing my ass on the Patreon?
Yes. I put it on actual Instagram.
Yeah?
For free.
Fuck you. I need to make money on that picture.
Nope, it was free.
That was like my ass. My ass.
Good night. Hey, if I lose, if I bet.
That's like OnlyFans material
if
right
I
there.
Bet Cowboy again, the next time we bet, he's going to kiss my dick or I'll kiss his dick.
No, we're not doing that.
We wouldn't do that.
No, we're not doing that.
Yes, we will.
No, we're not.
Good night. It's still recording. Fuck.